Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rocky and Lissa on 98.5 KRZ.
May I vent?
Go. Yeah, use the platform. Do it.
I feel like this new Meta AI search prompt on Instagram and Facebook is the social media equivalent of autocorrect thinking I ever mean to type ducking. It's not helpful. Right. I don't need it. I don't want it. Don't try to hold my hand. Why? Why?
Constantly making changes. Changes should be for improvement, and not just for us to spend more time on the service. And that's what Facebook is all about. They just want us to spend more time using their product.
But they confuse us in the process and they make us hate them. It feels counterproductive. And when they say, ask Meta AI anything, I want to say, why do you hate humans? It's not cool. I don't need help. It's insulting. I think that's why I get offended by it. It's insulting. And you're telling me I'm not smart enough to search for something.
And I didn't see that one coming. All of a sudden, I was searching for something on Facebook, and this little global type thing was spinning around. Meta AI.
And how does it decide what it suggests to you? Right now, I'm looking at it. Share affirmations. Look for Chinese food in Japan. Why would I ever need to do that? Let's play 90s trivia. Okay, that one fits. That's on brand for me. That one I'll give you Meta. But I'm never going to use it. Are you going to use it?
Probably not.
So annoying. Do you feel the same way? I feel like you should be more mad. Can you join me on this? You don't even care.
I think yesterday was the first time I noticed it. Did it just pop up like this week?
I got it like a week ago.
Oh, did you? Okay, you're ahead of me then.
I think it wastes my time too. And that's why I'm mad about it. Because when autocorrect gives you a word that you didn't mean, you then have to delete that word and put in the word you did mean. And sometimes delete it again and again and again because it keeps telling you, yeah, you meant this. And you're like, mm-hmm, no. I knew what I meant. And no, that's what it's doing.
No, you meant to say this. Did not. Yeah, it happens all the time.
All right, get madder. I feel not satisfied after this vent session.
Because I didn't join you?
Exactly. If I have rage, I don't want to be alone in my rage.
Give me 24 hours.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.